ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
On ABC Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. Time for our weekly look at the world of health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
Gordon, this morning we're returning to one of your favourite topics, which is compression garments. Do they enhance exercise performance? Well, I see a lot of people wearing compression garments, either when they're exercising or just out shopping these days. You find people wearing sort of exercise gear when they're out shopping or just when they're out. Generally, is it doing them any good?
Is it helping them do shopping, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, they're walking up and down those aisles. But you've seen it. You know that people are very relaxed in their attire these days.
Very much so. And I think certainly they look good. They make us look somewhat athletic. But, you know, the real message is for this morning is, you know, should you be wearing them when you're exercising because it's going to improve your performance? And I think that's sort of it's a different question.
So what exactly is a compression garment? It does have medicinal uses or purposes, doesn't it?
Yeah, they certainly do. You know, with the focus of today is talking about the sports usages, and you see compression garments, anything from socks or stockings, you know, you see arm sleeves, T-shirt type things, tights, full compression suits and so on. But you're right that they do have a medical purpose. So medical compression, for example, stockings, they've been used for, you know, poor blood flow for more than, you know, half a century. You know, they're used routinely in burn injuries, so for trying to manage scar formation from burns. When we talk about blood flow, the pressure from the compression garments helps prevent the blood from pooling in the lower legs, and that makes it easier to return to the heart. So the purpose of that is to prevent blood clots, what we call DVTs, or deep vein thromboses, forming in the veins of the legs. So if you're still, you know, idle in sitting, for example, for a long period of time, it can increase the risk of DVT. So compression garments are used in hospitals, you know, for patients that they've confined to bed after surgery or other procedures. And if you're on, you know, if you're regularly doing these long haul flights where you might be traveling for 12, 14 or more hours, then wearing these compression garments, the stockings, may help blood flow as well. So for long haul flights, they're advocated for travelers as well. So the same principles when we talk about medical, you know, reasoning, has been applied to these compression garments for athletes, with the idea that if we can improve blood flow, perhaps it may improve you know, athletic performance and recovery. But there are other purposes as well.
So let's look at some of those other purposes. What can they be used for?
You can go to a sports store, you can go online, and you can see this whole range of compression garments for specific sports. You've mentioned things about like active wear that sometimes have a compression element to them and so on. And they range in their design and also the degree of compression. But whenever you buy something like this, and I use them and so on, you see the manufacturer's claims on the box, and they say all sorts of things with whether you're an athlete or not an athlete, what they can do, you know, promoting faster recovery after exercise, or preventing muscle injuries, or reducing muscle soreness or cramps, helping to maintain body temperature, you know, reducing fatigue or improving sports performance. They're sort of large, bold claims, an impressive list of claims. And over the last couple of decades or so, many studies have investigated the veracity of these claims, whether, you know, compression garments you know, can be helpful. And to be perfectly honest, the standard of the research for the testing of these garments early on was not rigorous at all. More recently, there's been more carefully performed studies investigating the claims, and I wanted to sort of go back and check on some of these claims, because in the interim period, I think I might have talked about this a few years ago, but there's been a lot of work that's been ongoing. Now, I wanted to check, have the claims been verified since then?
So are these claims being made by the manufacturers or those who promote these compression garments, or is it done by rigorous independent scientific testing?
The claims are made often first, and then it's left to see, well, do they hold up? An example might be improved recovery. So when it comes to, you know, faster recovery after exercise, the studies that have been done had said that compression garments could be effective in some situations. Some athletes reported less muscle soreness when they were wearing the compression garments. But you have to realize that, you know, soreness, it's pretty difficult to quantify because people have different tolerances to pain and so on. So how you feel it and how I feel it may be slightly different. And so how do you get that rigor across those studies? You know, some studies found that custom-fitted compression garments improved strength recovery, various markers of muscle damage, and that was in rugby players compared with players that were just wearing the standard size garments. Other studies on soccer players, triathletes, runners, they sort of concluded that the purported benefits might only happen if you had these custom-fitted garments. If you just get them off the shelf and they're not really suited for you, you may not derive the benefit. And other studies have concluded that, you know, if you're wearing these compression garments during or after training, yeah, it didn't facilitate muscle recovery. And you know, even when they factored in different types of exercises and where the specific garments were applied, which where the pressure was applied. So in the claim I'm saying here, the claims that are being made, the studies aren't that definitive to back up that claim.
That is fascinating to know. What you're saying is that it could be possible that these garments are good if you are an elite athlete, to use that term, and you've had them made specifically for you, but if you're just buying ordinary ones, really, you're not getting much benefit when it comes to injury recovery. What about injury prevention?
Yeah, that's another claim that's been made. You know, the manufacturers would say that, you know, the sensation of having that sort of tight material around a joint will increase your awareness of movement. So for an athlete, you know, we think about when they're doing their sports performance, the awareness of that movement is called proprioception. And so if you've got these sort of tension around the joints, it may help awareness and therefore reduce incidence of injuries. But there was a review published last year in the International Journal of Exercise Science which concluded there was no evidence for a beneficial or a detrimental effect of these lower leg compression garments on the incidence of lower extremity injury. So the important thing is it's not doing harm, but the benefits weren't there either. And an earlier study, which was in the Journal of Sports Science and Medicine, found wearing the compression garments after unaccustomed exercise had no effect on the development of, say, muscle swelling, which we call edema, or muscle soreness or range of motion or, you know, flexibility around a joint. So in terms of injury prevention, again, the claims are there, but not backed up vigorously.
All right. Gordon Lynch is our guest as we talk compression garments this morning. One of the other reasons that people wear them is to regulate their temperature, to keep them warm or maybe even keep them cool. Is that something that the evidence has backed up?
Well, I think, you know, the idea that these garments can help regulate body temperature in warm and cold weather is based on the fact that the materials they're made from are designed to wick moisture away from the skin, and that would prevent, you know, things like chafing. So if you're a heavy sweater, sports clothes that have these wicking properties can actually make exercising a lot more comfortable. So if the garments are made from these materials, I think that they are going to make exercising more comfortable under those conditions. There was a study last year in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Sports, Science and Medicine and Sports. They found no benefit for runners wearing these compression garments in the handling of heat strain. And that was similar to an earlier study in the Journal of Sport and Health Science that found that wearing compression garments didn't benefit temperature regulation or cardiovascular responses for athletes doing cycling exercise. So again, the temperature regulation is more about the properties of the garments in terms of the materials, where it's been shown that they can be helpful. But in terms of the compression per se, it didn't actually add anything further.
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of good reason to wear them, except maybe you feel good when you're wearing them and you feel that you can, you know, run further or stretch better or whatever it is that you're doing. How important is that for your improved performance, that you actually need to feel as though you are doing better than maybe running around in an old tracksuit or something like that?
Yeah, I think that there is an element of that, and what you're wearing and how you feel when you're wearing that and the confidence you have in performing those actions, I think that, you know, they can make a difference. And if you, you know, if you talk to athletes and the routines they go through and other things, there is that thing about what they'll wear and so on. And in this case, wearing a compression garment, if you're used to wearing them, if you're not, and then you suddenly are not wearing them, is it going to affect your performance? So there's those sorts of things. If you say improved performance, it's difficult to say what that is. But certainly, then, you know, one of the claimed benefits is that they help reduce vibrations or oscillations or the sort of the shock waves produced if you're running. And then, you know, you have those shock waves as you're pounding the pavement and so on. So if you're reducing those vibrations, perhaps that's going to be helpful. And some research showed that compression garments can help athletes like, you know, volleyball players that are increasing the height of their vertical jump, and they do those repeated jumps. And they found that was helpful for some of those athletes. Others, for endurance athletes, sometimes showing that they could delay fatigue. But there was a study in 2022, it was a review published in the journal Sports Medicine, that concluded there was little evidence to support that claim, most studies being sort of equivocal in terms of their findings. I think what you mentioned, there's considerable wearer belief in compression garments, and there's no evidence for negative influence on exercise outcomes. So I think that's important too. It's not having detrimental effects. So you're not, if you wear them, it's not going to harm your performance. The positive benefits just seem to be less convincing. And just a couple of weeks ago, Rod, there was a review in the Journal of Sport and Health Science, which summarized, I think, more than 30 studies that sort of met the criteria for assessment. And they found no evidence to support the wearing of the compression garments during running to improve endurance performance. And that was for runners at all levels and running all sorts of races. So I think the importance about this wearer belief and how you say how you feel in that, yeah, is an important factor. I think it sort of comes down to my last point is, you know, should you be wearing them if just for that reason?
So who should wear them, and what benefit, if any, do they get out of it?
Yeah, so what I've mentioned, you know, today, you know, really the findings haven't been overwhelming in terms of the support of the many claims that are made about compression garments for sports performance. It's actually been that way for quite some time. And I think the research so far, you know, there's some evidence for minor beneficial effects. You mentioned before about elite athletes. So for those that are chasing any extra competitive edge, for certain athletes that have these custom garments fitted, compression garments may provide that crucial difference. But the message for most of our listeners, the most of us who are exercising for our, you know, general health and fitness, the reality is that the compression garments won't magically turn us into athletes. But I think, yeah, certainly they feel good. I think they look good. They make us look more athletic. This part of this thing about what you're doing and giving you the confidence to do these things. I think there is that wearer belief is a major factor for why the sales are so strong, why I liked wearing them, and certainly I still wear the compression shorts when I'm training in the gym or riding the air bike or walking on the treadmill. There's that factor, which is it actually feels good when you're wearing them. So why not wear them? So I think there's that, but it's not going to magically turn you into an elite athlete.
You've got to be careful too. Will it make you look slimmer?
Well, there's compression that makes you look slimmer. I think for most of us, I'd like to have that. But it's not just about that. It's about whether you're actually going to be performing the exercise. So, yes, I know active wear is something that people wear for leisure and going shopping and so on. That's fine. But for sports and for our general health and fitness, if it's going to get you to go to the gym and do that exercise on a regular basis, then I'm certainly going to advocate for it.
Gordon, thank you very much for that. Talk to you again sometime next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.